3 weeks was bad enough. The shooting spree of the Washington area sniper began, as far as we knew at the time, on October 2nd, when the window of a Michael's craft store was shot. And it went on through October 22nd, when bus driver Conrad Johnson was shot and killed. But it appears increasingly that the crime spree was a lot longer than 3 weeks. If you add the shootings that police have since linked to Muhammad and Malvo in recent days, 3 crimes in Maryland, 1 in Louisiana, 1 in Alabama, and 1 in Atlanta, Georgia, the crime spree lasted for more like 6 weeks. Police just didn't put several disparate crimes together at the time. And there are also some other crimes still under investigation. Former Philadelphia Police Chief John Timoney joins us once again from New York. And John Timoney, explain something to me. If the Atlanta police can say this week that a crime committed there on September 21st was the work of the same criminals who held up a liquor store in Montgomery, Alabama on the 21st,
right,
why couldn't they have reached the same conclusion on September 22nd, say?
This whole sniper incident has really underlined or highlighted the Achilles heel of American law enforcement. And so while police departments like Philadelphia and New York have purchased and run the so-called ballistics identification system, a lot of other cities, medium and small-sized cities, and certainly suburban police departments, have not.
So the crime in Montgomery, in this case, could have happened on Venus for all the police in Atlanta knew at that time.
Exactly, yeah. It had not been put in the national database. And the interesting part is the one in Montgomery, they come up with a print, if you remember.
A fingerprint of John Lee Malvo, which connected up to his fingerprint from when he'd been detained by the Immigration Naturalization Service.
Yeah, actually, when you submit a print like that, it goes on a queue, if you will, no priority. And when they get around to it, they get around to it. And so there's usually a few-week delay. And when they ran it through the regular criminal identification check, in other words, matching against persons that may have been arrested before, come up no hit. So then they ran it against other separate systems that are not connected. And, of course, they got a hit on the immigration system where he had been stopped at the border with his mother. And, of course, his fingerprint had been taken. So now they had a hit. They now start to backtrack on young Malvo and then make the connection with John Muhammad.
So a tremendous amount is found out in the process of backtracking right now. But I have to say, it leaves one a bit suspicious here that all of this backtracking is done if a criminal ultimately does something so audacious and atrocious, like a series of sniper shootings in the same area, that it attracts an enormous amount of attention. But for that, it seems, a number of shootings would have gone unconnected by police.
You're absolutely right. In some cities, if you look at New York and Philadelphia, the clearance rate, in other words, the rate at which they make arrests for homicides and shootings, is up over 70%. But you'll go to places, Washington, D.C., and some other places, that'll be down in the low 30s. The national average, I think, is around 40. And so people that get involved in shootings and do homicides often, in some cases 50% of the time or more, get away with it.
I want to ask you a judgment of this. We can now, after all the backtracking has been done, it's pretty clear to see how somebody could have linked one crime to the next long before this snowballed.
Yeah.
The question is, should someone have?
If in fact they did have the appropriate systems in place, the ballistics identification system, just like you have a national fingerprint system, this national ballistic identification system should be set up in not just in large localities like New York and Philadelphia, where it is, but also in small suburban areas where when a shooting happens and you recover some kind of evidence, whether it's a bullet or a casing from a gun, that gets submitted into the national database.
John Timoney, thank you very much for talking.
Thank you, Robert. Again.
John Timoney is the CEO of Bodetel & Associates, a New York security firm, former police commissioner in Philadelphia.